Once again, nice to worship with you here in person and also online on this beautiful, cool morning the Lord has given to us. Are you one who likes to avoid conflict, or are you more the one who likes to be the cause of conflict? Sometimes conflict comes our way even when we're not looking for it. Sometimes it just can't be avoided. Jesus did not come looking to be the cause of conflict, and yet at the same time, he was well aware that he would be such to more than a few people, and he still is. But that is not on him, nor is it on us when we are found to be in conflict on account of him. These are thoughts we want to build on during our worship today. I invite your attention now to the invocation on page 3 of our service bulletin. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
And also with you.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth.
Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs.
Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his.
We are his people, the sheep of his pasture.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise.
Give thanks to him and praise his name.
For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever.
His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Teach me,
O Lord, to follow your decrees, then I will keep them to the end.
Give me understanding, and I will keep your law.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth.
Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs.
Let me join in our first song. I invite you to stand as able. We have come into the presence of God, who created us to love and serve Him as His dear children. Jesus has said, as recorded in Matthew 22,
"Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind.
This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it.
Love your neighbor as yourself."
But we have disobeyed Him, and deserve only His wrath and punishment. Therefore, let us confess our sins to Him and plead for His mercy.
Merciful Father in heaven, I am altogether sinful from birth. In countless ways I have sinned against you and do not deserve to be called your child. But trusting in Jesus, my Savior, I pray, have mercy on me according to your unfailing love. Cleanse me from my sin and take away my guilt.
God, our Heavenly Father, has forgiven all your sins. By the perfect life and innocent death of our Lord Jesus Christ, He has removed your guilt forever. You are His own dear child. May God give you strength to live according to His will.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
In the peace of forgiveness, let us praise the Lord. Let us pray. O God, protector of all the faithful, you alone make strong, you alone make holy. Show us your mercy and forgive our sins day by day. Guide us through our earthly lives, that we do not lose the things you have prepared for us in heaven.
Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Please be seated.
On this fourth Sunday after Pentecost, a reading from Holy Scripture, the prophet Jeremiah's words by inspiration, the 20th chapter. Jeremiah did not have an easy ministry, and yet he also knew that the Lord had not abandoned him. "You deceived me, Lord, and I was deceived. You overpowered me and prevailed. I am ridiculed all day long. Everyone mocks me. Whenever I speak, I cry out, proclaiming violence and destruction. So the word of the Lord has brought me insult and reproach all day long. But if I say, I will not mention his word or speak any more in his name, his word is in my heart like a fire shut up in my bones. I am weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot. I hear many whispering, terror on every side. Denounce him. Let's denounce him. All my friends are waiting for me to slip, saying, perhaps he will be deceived. Then we will prevail over him and take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me like a mighty warrior. So my persecutors will stumble and not prevail. They will fail and be thoroughly disgraced. Their dishonor will never be forgotten. Lord Almighty, you who examine the righteous and probe the heart and mind, let me see your vengeance on them. For to you I have committed my cause. Sing to the Lord. Give praise to the Lord. He rescues the life of the needy from the hands of the wicked." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
This encouragement remains timely. God help us continue to fight the good fight. A reading from Holy Scripture, 2 Timothy 4. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage, with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you, keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the gospel reading. A reading from Holy Scripture, the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 10th chapter. What we can expect as a follower of Jesus is laid out before us. Jesus lays this out for us so that our faith will not be shaken. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by everyone because of me, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. When you are persecuted in one place, flee to another. Truly, I tell you, you will not finish going through the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. The student is not above the teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for students to be like their teachers and servants like their masters. If the head of the house has been called Beelzebul, how much more the members of his household? So do not be afraid of them, for there is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven. This is the word of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
Please be seated as we continue with our hymn of the day. Grace, mercy, and peace remain yours in great abundance, thankfully from God our Father and also through our living Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whose name we continue our focus on the Scriptures this morning. We turn back to the reading from 2 Timothy, where we hear once again these words. Paul says, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us victory, victory where we need it most. War is, and you can finish the thought, but keep it to yourself. Let's use the word not fun. I know that's a huge understatement, and it's said that way today for a reason, given young ears among us. War is that. It takes a toll on everyone, especially on those who are in the midst of it, fighting that war. Good can come from war, but war is never without casualties. The same can be said whether that war be physical in nature or whether that be a spiritual war. I mean, because, right, there is a spiritual war taking place in everyone every day of life here on this side of heaven. And in that war, that spiritual war, it too gets intense. It gets intense, especially for the follower of Jesus. Now, we, along with our Lord, we want to lessen the casualties of this war. And so the words of our Lord before us today, penned by the Apostle Paul. Keep in mind, we don't have to fight this war on our own or alone. We have been given the equipment we need to fight this war, to not remain or become a casualty ourselves. The equipment does not include the typical weapons of warfare, for that would lead to more unwanted casualties. So as we explore this subject matter of war and conflict and the equipment we have been given to take on this war, especially the spiritual war, in a nutshell, we are encouraged by our Lord with these simple words: keep the faith. Keep the faith. The faith which is rooted in God's Word. God's Word which points to the Savior, Jesus. For that is who He is, and that is what we need, especially as we take on this spiritual warfare. The Apostle Paul was led by inspiration to write in 2 Corinthians, "We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled, be at peace to God. God made Him who had no sin, Jesus, to be sin for us, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God." What a beautiful passage and summary of the importance of Jesus as Savior. And what a beautiful summary of the Savior that Paul, by the work of the Holy Spirit, was willing to lay down his life for. And while he could say, "I fought the good fight, I have finished the race. And now I'm waiting for that crown of righteousness that has been won for me because of the Savior Jesus, who reconciled him, and not just him, but all of us to God." So keep the faith. Faith in God's Word, which points us to the Savior Jesus, but also points us to Jesus, the Judge. The Judge of both the living and the dead. There will be no escape from His judgment. Exodus reminds us that God is faithful in maintaining love to thousands, forgiving wickedness and rebellion and sin, and yet He will not leave the guilty unpunished. He will carry out perfect justice. Again, Paul, back in 2 Corinthians, says, "Therefore we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we live by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord, so we make it our goal to please Him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each of us may receive what is due us for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad." For some, that is a terrifying thought. For us in Christ, it's a welcoming thought. Not because of who we are, but because of what we have in us thanks to Christ, our Savior. The basis of the judgment then Romans 10 reminds us, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And how can we tell those who are of the Lord? Well, their fruits will give evidence. Not only the action fruit, but also the word fruits. Are they in line with the will of God or not? Then we're also reminded in John 8, as we hold on to the word of the Lord and claim Him to be our Savior, that we hold on to Him who is truth. And as we hold on to Him who is truth and to His truth, that truth will set us free. How many people are not living free because they are not holding on to the truth of Jesus or not even aware of the truth of Jesus? God help us avoid being a casualty of spiritual warfare by holding on to Jesus our Savior, who is also the judge. Keep the faith, dear friends. The faith rooted in God's Word. The Word which guides us through this life. His will is clearly laid out for us in the Scriptures. His will includes all areas of life. It touches all areas of life, including the hot topics of today, which have been hot topics before. Think of some of the things that are hot topics today, which are causing conflict and warfare amongst families and friends and even churches. The whole matter of sexuality is a hot topic. I mean, it really shouldn't be. If we adhere to God's word, it's quite simple, and peace can be the result. But when we go against God's word, warfare results. Warfare in us, and then warfare among us and around us. Another hot topic of today causing warfare between God and people, between family members and friends, and even amongst churches, the matter of abortion. People ignoring the fifth commandment, putting their will ahead of God's will, and conflict results. Another hot topic, again, nothing new, is the whole misdefinition of tolerance. We are to love everybody who accept who doesn't love this topic or that topic. So the people we don't love are Christians because they stand for God's word. Well, then that's not tolerance, is it? Because tolerance is willing to at least hear the viewpoint. But have you had a conversation recently with somebody who has an opposing viewpoint, and have they given you more than 10 seconds to talk about your viewpoint without calling you something? Or walking away? Now, when we are in that situation, we need to make sure that we rise above and not be the ones doing the name-calling and closing our ears. But trying to understand where people are coming from while at the same time having the goal of always directing them, Lord willing, back to the Word. The Word which is to be the guide and is the guide for our life, which addresses all areas of life. Because His Word, as the Apostle Paul by inspiration describes it, is sound teaching, healthy teaching, profitable for rebuking, correcting, training in righteousness, for guiding our life to take on the conflict within us and to come out the winners. Now, holding on to God and His Word is not something that's optional for us. We are to do what it says. Blessed are they who hear the Word of God and only put it partially into practice? No, blessed are they who hear the word of God and obey it. Who put it into practice, who not merely listen to it, but do what it says. And the scripture reminds us to hold on to His teachings. Because we see what happens again, day in and day out, inside and outside of the family, inside and outside of the church, when we abandon the clear word of God. and go our own way. When we try to soften or compromise the Word of God, what's the result? Confusion, conflict, spiritual warfare. The more we try to compromise, the more hatred is on the rise. Again, blessings come with obedience, not disobedience. God, help us continually see what is happening around us and not take it lightly and not try to compromise where God's Word doesn't allow us to compromise, thinking that it'll all work out, because it doesn't. We may be like Jeremiah, holding on to the true Word of God. We cannot help but speak the Word of God with great patience and careful instruction, with love as the motive, and yet it still can come back to us as ones being the hateful ones. We may lose relationships with family and friends. For Jesus has said, and he's given us a heads up on this, people will hate you on account of me. But whoever loves father or mother, son or daughter, or friend or whatever more than me is not worthy of me. Following Jesus comes with a cost. But it's a cost worth holding and fighting for. Keep the faith, brothers and sisters. The faith worth fighting for. That faith and the fight for it, it comes with the calling that we have received. I mean, take the Apostle Paul. What a great example as he's leaving his legacy here to Timothy. Yes, I have fought the good fight. Not I myself, but the Holy Spirit in me has led me to the faith. And he led me to take on those who were challenging the Word of God. And he was willing to endure persecutions and beatings and even death, rather than let go of the Word of God. He not only talked the talk, he walked the walk. And so he could say, as he's knowing the end of his life is near, yes, I have fought the good fight, I have kept the faith, I am looking forward to crossing the finish line. Well, consider what you have had to endure for holding on to the faith. The faith worth fighting for. Conflict with family. Conflict with friends. It's there. Sometimes it's subtle. Sometimes it's not so subtle. Paul again in 2 Corinthians, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone, the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. So part of the call then is we cannot help but speak the Word of God. Faithfully, with great patience and careful instruction, with love. Keep the faith. The faith worth fighting for. Now, how do we do that? What does it look like? Paul reminds us to stay prepared, to stay alert, keep your head on a swivel. Keep your head straight. Know what to expect, what challenges we will face, and how then to rebut those challenges. The importance then to read the Word of God, not just for your own benefit, but so that you are in a better position to share the Word of God with others. Digest that Word of God. Make it like it's so a part of you that it just comes out of you naturally by your words and by your actions. Live that Word of God as consistently as possible. God knows we're not perfect people, but that's not an excuse not to be faithful with the Word of God. And so when we're less than perfect people, which is every day and every minute of every day, go to the Lord in repentance, trusting in the fact that we have forgiveness through Jesus, the Savior. And share then that message of forgiveness that you are able to enjoy with others. The opportunities to share the message of the Word, law, and gospel, they're not always on our timetable. We are to be prepared, but sometimes those conversations just happen. And so are we prepared to perhaps push ahead with that conversation or maybe pull back on that conversation and say, you know what, I'll get back to you. That's a good question. Are we mentally prepared not to fly off the handle when questions or comments come our way? It is good for us to be prepared that way too. We want to be approachable, but it doesn't mean we're going to compromise. We keep the faith by the grace of God. In a sense, Paul was reminding Timothy, you know, leave it all on the court or on the field. Hold nothing back. Now is the time to go full throttle with this ministry of reconciliation, fighting the good fight of the faith. Keep plugging away even when you don't see results, the results you're looking for. The time will come when the Lord will say, well done, good and faithful servant. You're done. But until that time, God help us keep plugging away. Take up the task with patience. Rise above the challenges. And there are challenges very close to home and all around us. Those challenges sometimes arise when we find individuals or churches that will tell us what we want to hear. The Lord reminds us of that. Don't be surprised when people will look for places to scratch their itching ears and tell them what they want to hear. Just because they tell them what they want to hear doesn't make it right. And so you keep your head in all situations. God's word has not and will not and does not need to change. What needs to change is us. And so as we've said before, as our society continues to drift further from the way away from God and His will and word, and we see the results of what's happening there, yes, there is a change that's needed, but not a change further away from God and His word and will, but rather a change back to God and His word and His will. And who is to lead that change? You're Christ's ambassadors. Called and equipped to fight the good fight of faith. So keep the faith rooted in God's word, the faith worth fighting for. As our Lord reminds us, be faithful to the point of death and you will receive the crown of life. Continue to fix your eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, what is unseen is eternal. Just like then with any venture or job or sporting event and so on, we want to do it. We want to go about it well. We take then steps to prepare for it, to equip ourselves for success. Well, God has called us and He equips us for success. Not so much coming in the form of earthly prizes or blessings, yet that can be the case, but more so the heavenly one. And that, dear friends, is worth holding on to. So keep the faith rooted in God's word, the faith worth fighting for. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We join in a confession of faith. It's found for us on page 9.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated. We pray. Lord, our Maker and Preserver, we praise and thank you for all that you give us each day.
You have
given us your precious word to nourish our souls and to protect us from the temptations of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature.
We thank you.
Heavenly Father, we pray that you shield us from every kind of danger, sudden catastrophe, terrors of crime, and the pain of disease. Watch over those who travel by land, sea, and air. Keep our loved ones from whatever perils may threaten them.
Heal those who are sick, cheer those who are sad, calm those who are distressed, and comfort all who are old and infirm.
Bless our land, our people, and those old offices of high trust. Keep our government and schools upright and strong for the advancement of good citizenship and useful vocations, that we may enjoy your gifts of peace, security, and well-being.
Grant your blessing to every nation on earth. Where there are wars, may there be peace. Where there is hatred, let it be healed. Where there is poverty, danger, or disaster, come on.
Lord of glory, you have bought us with your lifeblood as the price, never grudging for the lost ones that tremendous sacrifice. Give us faith to trust you boldly, hope to stay our souls in you. But, O best of all, your graces, with your love, our love renew. Birthdays are another reminder of your grace, O Lord, as you are the giver of life, physical and spiritual. For those among us privileged to celebrate another year of grace, continue to open their eyes to the blessings you have given and will put into their life, that they may reflect glory and praise back to you. Renew the love between husbands and wives, especially those among us celebrating their wedding anniversary. May we, their friends and family, continue to support them in their marriage, living life in your ways. Lord, we ask that you refresh the body and mind of Ken Bartelt as he has been in the hospital due to some lingering health challenges. Not only refresh his body as you will for him, above all, continue to refresh his mind and heart with the reminder that these health challenges do not change his status with you through Jesus. And we commend his wife Mary to your mercy as she awaits for answers. Hear us, Lord, now as we bring you our private petitions. We bring these requests before you in the name of Jesus our Lord and ask you to hear us. Take all that we have, our bodies and minds, our time and skills, our ministries and offerings, and use them to your glory.
We give ourselves to you that we may serve you in whatever way is pleasing in your sight. Amen.
And we also pray,
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
pray. O Lord God, our Heavenly Father, pour out the Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us strong in your grace and truth. Protect and comfort us in all temptation, and bestow on us your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, go in peace. Live in harmony with one another. Serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Please be seated. May the Lord bless you with a beautiful day and make his blessings evident as you go through the day and the week. Reminder of the weekly news to see events that are taking place through the summer months here at church and school. The social that we had planned for July 2nd at Harry Crab Park needs to be postponed. What we had reserved got lost, so we got bumped, so we'll postpone it to another time. After the late service today, we have a congregational meeting followed by a voters meeting to talk about the 23-24 ministry financial plan, as well as then the election of church officers. And then at 9:30, we'll have our Bible study on the Gospel of Matthew. In the meantime, enjoy each other's company, coffee, water, and cookies in the lobby. Have a great day in the Lord. Thank you.